This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide, insomnia, suicide may occur, diarrhea, unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures, various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide, because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
For how many years have I been talking about endocrine-disrupting compounds in the environment having a negative impact on childhood development? Most of you would think endocrine, okay, that's hormone, disrupting hormones. Kids, okay, maybe we're accelerating puberty, right? Kids getting into the transition to adulthood early. Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. The disruption of the endocrine system or endocrine disruptors also impacting brain and neurological health and resulting in diagnoses that are sort of fictitious in terms of there's no test to determine it, blood, urine, hair, etc. You know, it's like a psychiatric disorder. But I don't dispute that symptomatically there is something that is in the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder scenario that is real. And I've argued that these pesticides, these larvicides we've talked about, fungicides, all of these things that kill living things in your system, disrupt the manifestation or the development, the production of downstream compounds that you need for good health, for vital functioning, brain, nervous system, and everything in between. Gut-brain connection. Okay? Disrupt the microbiome, impact everything downwind, downstream from that. And I'm not talking about passing gas downwind at this moment. There's the most interesting article as we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, welcome everybody. Super Don, you with me? Just checking.
I'm here.
Yeah, I just hit the ground running today. It's like what happens when I'm home 2 days in a row. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm ready, right? Let's go right to it. Don't even say hello and welcome. Forget that. We're just diving right in. To emphasize the rightness and correctness of this program and everything that we do here, and that includes you, Super Don. We have an interesting story about a banned pregnancy drug that they're linking to ADHD. We used to call it ADD. I do remember a little bit of that happening. Attention stuff that when we were younger, it was just sort of coming into, well, there's something called attention deficit. And of course, I thought it was a normal part of being a kid or being bored in school, and I think that's part of it. But there is a legitimate, let's say, you know, I'm not big into labels, Super D, but I do acknowledge that some kids are, their nervous system is genuinely agitated by something or some things. And, of course, we've argued all of those things. But this article that you found today, banned pregnancy drug tied to ADHD generations later, definitely struck a nerve, and I'm not doing that as a pun. We're talking about a synthetic estrogenic compound known as DES, diethylstilbestrol, designed to prevent pregnancy complications like miscarriages, preterm deliveries. And as many as 10 million women used the drug between 1938 and 1971. Okay?
So if there was a direct impact on the kids of those parents, those moms, obviously we're talking some of our generation, Super D. If you were born in the 60s or maybe the early 70s and your mom took this. But they're talking about generationally, the decline generationally, that you impact one generation and on down the years, on down the generations, there's impact that manifests much later, not necessarily the next generation. And that's what they're claiming here. Now, in homeopathy, we talk about miasms, specific infections that your ancestors had, bring out a proclivity, let's just say you have a potential, right? Those in the genetic religion would say it's a roadmap to your future. Angelina Jolie, just lop your breasts off because you have the mutation. You're going to have breast cancer like everybody else, you know. I would dispute that, but I would not dispute the fact that what has happened in your ancestry can impact on your health today. And here we have estrogenic compounds, synthetic estrogens. We've talked about xenoestrogens in the environment. A lot of those things are, in fact, pesticides. A new study suggests grandchildren of women who took DES during pregnancy are 36% more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than other kids. So we're talking neurological impact two generations down. Maybe estrogenic preceding it. But how is it about, well, how about considering the impact on the microbiome? Now, I'm not even willing to concede that this is the only thing that would have created this scenario, Superdon, but it is significant because it gets worse, because they said when the woman took DES during the first trimester of pregnancy, their grandchildren had a 63%, not 36, but 63% higher risk or odds of developing ADHD. This is according to a research report in JAMA Pediatrics. Now, did this intrigue you the way it intrigued me?
I am fascinated by it, and that's the reason why I kind of just jumped on it first thing this morning, because it's, I mean, in that particular statistic, it was grandchildren,
yes.
not children, grandchildren.
Right.
So you're seeing a high, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm understanding this correctly, a higher prevalence of ADHD in the grandchildren over just the children, right?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't I find that incredibly fascinating, that it would have a more prominent effect.
Talking about
on
genetic
skipping
risk,
a generation. Yeah.
Down the generation.
Awesome. That's
right?
Incredible. Incredibly interesting.
So they say the use of DES during pregnancy or other endocrine disrupting chemicals could thus directly impact the third generation, leading to neurodevelopmental disorders such as ADHD. Now, we're going to get into neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's today with Morley Robbins as we talk about the rusting of the brain and more science to support, as he's reported here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that iron to excess, or if it's not metabolized properly without the adequate quantities of copper necessary, can lead to a lot of devastating inflammatory degenerative diseases, including neurological. But in this case, we're talking about xenoestrogens, estrogen disrupting compounds in the environment. Folks, if you're not already feeding your children organic food, maybe it's not going to impact them as much as it's going to impact their kids, or now as we're seeing their grandkids, if they can even have them. Particularly if you're willing to risk your teenage or preteen daughters to the Gardasil or Cervarix shot, which is now known to be linked to infertility, among other devastating impacts. We are monkeying with creation because we can. Because we're not any smarter than monkeys as a species. Particularly if you have a PhD or an MD by your name. You are more monkey-like, except I would say the monkeys are smarter because they typically would not poison their children, much less their women who happen to be pregnant with synthetic toxic compounds. And then somebody will say, well, that's Robert, because they're not smart enough to make those compounds. Oh, really? You think it's smart to make those synthetic poisons, right? I'll go with the monkey. Not like that, but you know what I'm saying? It's just.
I'm going to guess monkeys don't eat Tide Pods either.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
A little bit more intelligence, maybe a lot, in certain animal species, maybe all of them. The insects, your cells smarter than your doctor. Your smells, They're smarter than your PhDs, your researchers that came up with this idea. The bright idea, hey, let's unleash synthetic endocrine compounds into the environment or directly into the female's body who happens to be carrying the next generation's life and pretend there are no consequences. It's not an exaggeration to say the Earth should be wearing a T-shirt every day, not just on Earth Day, that says, I'm with stupid, pointing to mankind. Now, we have the ability, of course, to learn and do better. But do we have the willingness to do it? And I ask a very serious question of you moms and dads to be out there. What are you doing to protect yourself before you conceive? To detoxify your bodies, to remove the xenoestrogens, the endocrine mimicking compounds, much less take the things that now have been banned, because they stopped using this in 1971. But that does not mean they stopped doing endocrine mind monkey you know whating to the human species since that time. It's only gone bigger. So I would like to say that healthy children should be bouncing off the walls with energy in school systems today. But they're also capable of learning and concentrating when necessary, but it's an artificial, how do we say, the idea of putting you in four walls and confining you with your own age group, and then, you know, just kind of cramming stuff into your head, teaching you how to be a good little citizen to sit there and just take it. We have got to stop that. That's a level of insanity that no species on planet Earth besides the human species inflicts upon the generation after generation. And not all humans do that. You know, I'm going to give props to unschooling. Or at the very least, you know, the Steiner schooling, the Montessori schooling, the what are considered alternatives. You're actually getting these kids out and moving and learning through all of the senses, not just sit down, put your seatbelts on, and let's make you a robot. And by the way, while we make you a robot, during the middle of the day, we're going to feed you with inappropriate substances for your robot selves that will contain xenoestrogenic compounds in the guise of pesticides and herbicides and fungicides if we don't drug you with antibiotics, which also disrupts the endocrine system. So more of this coming out than ever before, folks. And you're listening to it here for the first time. It may be shocking. If you've been with me for years, you know this is just another layer that we're peeling back to let you figure this thing out so you can make better decisions, better choices based on information that is not brought to you by the pharmaceutical industrial complex or the government and media mouthpieces that they've purchased. All right, help that. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Check it out. If you want to read about this, links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. When we come back, Morley Robbins, rusting of the brain, iron causing Alzheimer's.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all have any questions or comments, you just drop them right in the show notes there at robertscottbell.com. There's a page where you can drop them in. And live on YouTube when we're simulcasting the show, which we are right now, you can also join the chat room with our community, our online community there. And, of course, social media, you find us on, as long as we're not banned, Facebook and Twitter, at RS Bell Media on Twitter. Right now, my guest, Morley Robbins, is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he should, I don't know if he's celebrating or bummed out, because, like, he doesn't have an exclusive on this anymore. Newsweek published this headline. Listen to this, Morley. Too much iron may act like rust in the brain. Is linked to Alzheimer's disease. Morley, you could just retire now. You don't have nothing more to do.
I am done. I've scored the final home run, right?
Awesome. Now kick back, relax. Let's go to Curacao, enjoy. No, this is really kind of cool news. And every once in a while, when, you know, we cover a lot of these topics, we'll see them in the mainstream news and we'll joke, all right, we can pack it up, we're done. But obviously, there's a lot of layers to this. This is one time in a zillion that you see something direct that's correct. But maybe, you know, maybe it's on about something I'm sure you already knew, but the fact that it made it into Newsweek, wow.
No, it's very exciting to see it in a publication like that. You know, as we were talking just briefly a minute ago, there are many theories about Alzheimer's, or old-timers as it's called, but I think the important thing about this and what you noted was, at least now we're talking about a topic that not many people know about, and it could be a really significantly contributing factor. And that's what I think people need to realize, is that, you know, there's all sorts of theories about aluminum and zinc and copper, and it's like all of that's in play, But let's pull the curtain all the way back to find out that there is this rusting process that's affecting people's brain tissue. That's a that's a breakthrough in and of itself.
And morally, as we dive into this story, I just want to clarify for folks, this, as you just said, this doesn't mean we're ignoring mercury and aluminum, other heavy metals. That's not the point here. But there's a pathway that can be, it is identified, is known. It's not really, in my mind, or your mind, certainly mysterious, but so overlooked and so obvious, and I would say simple to correct, I think, maybe. Correct me if I'm wrong there. This idea that too much iron creates a rust scenario. And even Dr. Bitar last week had mentioned that. We talked about different things to the brain, and of course he focuses a lot on mercury toxicity and removing it. But right. The reality of iron toxicity or iron in the absence of copper, again, we got to go back through this because repetition is sometimes truly the only way we can get it, learn it, and then change the way we live.
Well, I think the important thing for folks to understand is that in a healthy human being, there's 90 milligrams of copper, there's 5,000 milligrams of iron, and there's 25,000 milligrams of magnesium. So what do we conclude from that? Well, copper's really smart, magnesium's really important, and iron's really toxic because it can screw up both copper and magnesium. And what most people don't realize is that iron does not regulate itself. That an important statistic for people is that 98% of our daily iron requirement, 98%, we need about 25 milligrams a day, but 98% of it's supposed to come from a recycling program that's taking place all over our body. And there are little professional Pac-Men, they're called macrophages, and they're gobbling up red blood cells, and they're supposed to be spitting that iron back into the bloodstream, but they get stuck. Why do they get stuck? Because they don't have a doorman called ferrooxidase, which is a really important copper-based enzyme. And so then iron starts to get stored all over the body, and in this particular case, it's getting stored in the brain. And it becomes particularly significant as we get older, certainly in our 60s, 70s, and absolutely in our 80s. But there are people now in their 50s who are beginning to show signs of dementia, which is a frightening thought. But the thing is, copper and iron are a ventriloquist act, and iron's the dummy. And most people don't realize that. And they've been taught that copper is toxic and iron is deficient. That's the meme that runs the world. Copper's a toxin and iron's deficient. And it turns out it's just the opposite. And the literature is very deep and very specific about that.
Well, speaking of the literature, I want to talk about the article in Newsweek and where they're getting their information. Is it from one of these peer-reviewed articles? In fact, you sent one as well that reviews a lot of this science. Folks, is there a way out of Alzheimer's? Absolutely there is. This is the year I've been lecturing on it. We're adding more and more into the mix about this iron toxicity, especially, exclusively maybe, in the absence of adequate copper and magnesium.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it is hump day. That means Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger coming up in a little while. But we got another segment here, an intense segment of learning about the real causes, or maybe one of the primary causes of Alzheimer's and other neurological degeneration diseases, perhaps Parkinson's as well. We've been on a tear this year in communicating as much as we can on this. In fact, Morley, when I was in Canada, at the Toronto event, I did the Total Health. I talked on Sunday about neurological degradation. And, of course, you know, I have a comprehensive overview, and I look to strategically change their food and the supplements that they're taking. And I did bring up the issue of iron and copper, the relationship. So the word is starting to get out. You have a group online on Facebook, right? And you say it's over 150,000 now, which is great news. And then we have this article popping up on Newsweek. Maybe one of the writers at Newsweek is in your group on Facebook. Because why else would they publish this article? And it's based on what science peer-reviewed journal article or articles?
Yeah, this particular one is in Scientific Reports. It was just published a few weeks ago, and it's a very robust team. I'm trying to figure out, they're based up in the Netherlands, so that's a good sign. As soon as you get outside of North America, you can begin to tell the truth again. And people, the countries that are the most switched on about this, Northern Europe, Italy, Iran, Iraq, India, and then down under. We'll have some really gifted researchers in Australia that are focusing on neurodegeneration and this iron issue. So it's the research is being done. I'd say one of the better homegrown researchers is Jamie Collins over at the University of Florida in Gainesville. He's doing some real breakbuster studies on iron. Mostly with rodent models, but that doesn't matter. It still has
has validity. Now, this article you just sent me that is linked, I think this is based, the Newsweek article based on this, says quantitative comparison of different iron forms in the temporal cortex of Alzheimer's patients and control subjects. So was there anything unique and new for you, because you've been covering this for quite some time and you're doing deep dives all of the time into the literature. This is recent. Is there something new, or is this kind of confirming what has been out there that you've been able to uncover thus far?
In large part, I think it was validating what I'd read before, but I think there was a particularly noteworthy diagram. They've developed a specific way to compare iron in control subjects to subjects with Alzheimer's, and there's a pattern that the iron gives off that I'd never seen in a study before, and it's pretty striking how different they are. And what I think they were really focused on is that there's different types of iron in this brain tissue. So they were able to do two things. One, highlight the fact that it isn't just a form of iron, and then highlight the fact that it has a particular expression that shows up in this assay that they were doing, which is pretty revealing. I've never seen that before, so that was very exciting. But again, in terms of, is iron a contributing and maybe even a principal cause of all this neurodegeneration? Absolutely. And I think what the listeners need to understand is this particular article in Newsweek and this particular article in Scientific Reports is about Alzheimer's. But these principles, these metabolic principles of iron accumulation and iron-induced oxidative stress, which is a really long-winded way of saying rusting, but this rusting process is what's behind all of these different conditions like Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, Friedreich's ataxia. There must be a dozen different disorders that all relate to the same mechanism, same metabolic mechanism, but for whatever reason, it expresses differently in different people. And so it's like when we've all played with pinball machines. Well, that little ball is made out of what? Iron. And that little ball is bouncing around the pinball machine differently for you than it does for me, because I'm hitting the flippers differently and I'm banging the machine a little bit differently. So the expression of this rusting process is a little bit different from person to person. And I would contend, this is my soapbox, I don't believe there is such a thing as medical disease, but there is metabolic dysfunction, and it's an expression of mineral dysregulation, and there's nothing that'll cause mineral dysregulation faster than too much iron. And that's my whole premise in the work that I do and in the education that we have on the magnesium advocacy group.
Now, Morley, you've also sent us another report here from article from Neuropsychiatric Disease and Treatment, and it's entitled Ceruloplasmin and Iron in Alzheimer's Disease and Parkinson's Disease, a Synopsis of Recent Studies. Now, is this an overview of the iron copper metabolism issue, or does it go broader than that? And one of the things it reveals is, you know, what we're talking about right now.
But what the second article, again, it's folks in Northern Europe, Because what most people may not know is that folks in Scandinavia especially have a huge problem with hemochromatosis, and that's an iron-loading disorder. And there are a variety of theories about why it's affecting that particular part of the world, but the fact of the matter is a lot of people there who have iron loading. And when we load iron, one of the places it loads first is the liver, but then eventually starts to fill up all over the body, and especially in the brain. What the second article that I sent you does is it really pinpoints the fact that if copper is not in a bioavailable form, and picture a tank with four soldiers inside it, that's a bioavailable tank. Well, this tank inside our body is called ferrooxidase enzyme, and it needs eight soldiers inside it, all of them being copper atoms. And when the tank is fully loaded, it's amazing in its ability to regulate iron. But when we're under a lot of stress, and one of the byproducts of a lot of stress is there's going to be hydrogen peroxide that starts to leak out of our cells, well, it starts to affect the bioavailability of the tank. And then the soldiers start leaking out of it. And then the iron starts to build in the body and in the brain. And what the second article does is it really pinpoints the specific mechanisms behind why Alzheimer's is occurring, why copper is leaking out, why this tank needs to be kept intact so that the tank can keep the iron under proper regulation.
Well, once again, why do we see such copper or cuprum deficiency? Is it in Scandinavia in particular, their diet, the soils? What do you find unique about what's going on up there where a lot of this is happening?
Great question. There's a study in the British Journal of Nutrition, I think it was 2001, 2002, where they were looking at the loss of copper in the soil worldwide from 1908 to 2000. You want to guess what the loss, what the percentage of loss of copper was during that near century period of time?
I'm just going to take a wild guess. Is it 70, 80%?
80%. Ding, ding, yeah. Ding. Absolutely. And that is, you know, at the tail end of that, because in 1974 was when they formally approved glyphosate. Mm-hmm. And so its use has been rising for the last certainly 25, 30 years. But one of the things that I learned recently, I was at a conference up in Chicago and had the pleasure of having breakfast with Stephanie Seneff. She's a noted
MIT researcher. Writer. She's fantastic.
MIT researcher. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. She's even more amazing in person, I can tell you that.
She's a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart. Yep. We've had her on the show. And she's been focused a lot of her research recently on glyphosate impact on autism and other brain neurological issues. So what did she reveal to you?
You're sitting down, right? So there's 1,046 amino acids in this tank that we're talking about, this enzyme that we're talking about. But 16 of them are glycine amino acids, and they're called conserved glycine, which means they're really important. Well, glyphosate is glycine with an appendix on it. And the body's getting confused. Do I want glycine or do I want glyphosate? The second thing that she revealed, which absolutely dropped my drawers, was that glyphosate is a chelator. We know it was created as a antibiotic, so it has the capacity to chelate metals. But it chelates copper down to the pH of 1, which is below stomach acid. So it's grabbing the copper in the soil. Do you think the glyphosate that's in the food system now that goes into our soil, do you think it's going to be pulling copper out of our body too?
Well, and I think that If it's not available to the plants, and you eat the plants, it's not in the plants, it's not in you. But if glyphosate is also impacting on where glycine should be in the body, that's going to displace the glycine. That's going to be problematic for a number of other reasons. And, it gets messier and messier as we learn how stupid PhD medical man has become to say, hey, we can do all this to the environment, to our bodies, to our plants, to our animals, and expect that there'll be no negative impact.
Yeah, the other thing that most people don't know is that, like with wheat especially, they're spraying glyphosate before they harvest and after they harvest because apparently it accelerates the drying process.
It's a desiccating agent, yes.
Exactly.
And Morley, so we got about a minute left for our appearance here. I want you to at least let everybody know where they can find you and research more and ask questions.
Yeah. My Magnesium Advocacy Group is on Facebook. It's a very popular place. I have a new website for people to go to. It's called the rootcauseprotocol.com. And I've got a lot of information over there and focusing obviously on what is a Mother Nature-inspired solution to these issues to begin to increase the amount of bioavailable copper. People are certainly welcome to reach out to me by email, my first and last name, MorleyRobbins@gmail.com. And then, of course, email or my cell phone is area code 847-922-8061.
Morley, always a pleasure to get you on board to really reveal some deeper levels of these things. And I know you're staying up on the peer-reviewed literature as well, which was exciting after seeing this Newsweek article. So thanks for making yourself available to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Robert. You guys
all right, y'all good. Check it out. Keep digging deep, and we'll keep reversing these or preventing these diseases that the dunderheaded doctors know little or nothing about.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger coming up next hour. In the meantime, check it out in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We've got a couple of events coming up so fast. Blake and will be there already. First one coming up is the Treating Cancer with Cannabis in Detroit, Michigan, June the 3rd. And I think there are a limited number of free tickets. We had some requests come through, but y'all, if you're going to be up in Detroit and you want to get in for free, we have a few free tickets. Thank you to Heidi Parikh and My Compassion through the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just click on the link where you give feedback on Robert Scott Bell's website. It's robertscottbell.com. And then we have the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. And then we'll have some more things we're going to add into the mix. But remember, the food is medicine in Curacao. Make it a plan to have a big old vacation this summer down in Curacao, outside of the hurricane zone. Feels like we're already been in hurricane zone other than the wind. Just lots of rain in Florida this year already, drenching us. Then we got the Cancer Prevention Convention August 19th back up in the Detroit area, Detroit metro area. Super D, have you finished with the rain? Have you mowed the lawn? You still need to mow it?
I still need to mow it. I have to break down and go out and actually buy a lawnmower. I haven't done it yet. Maybe tonight. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, although I'm looking out the window, And boy, it sure looks gray out there. It looks like it might rain.
Well, it dried up today enough where, you know, my wife said, you got to get out there and mow the lawn because, you know, your son is graduating. We got a lot of people coming over, right? So I had to make the lawn pretty. And so I took my shirt off, got out, and got sun-drenched for an hour and did that honeydew, so to speak, and feel good because of it. By the way, it was weird. I sent my son to his last day of high school today.
Mm-hmm. And they grow up fast, man.
Kind of surreal because I remember the first day he went to kindergarten, I think, at a Montessori school, and then the first grade, all that stuff. So he's graduating today, and, well, officially done today with his exams, and I think graduation is happening on Friday. So congratulations, son. You did well. Very proud of you. And then he went out and went bowling with his friends. So.
All right.
He's having a good time. Now, speaking of kids, don't give your girls cell phones, at least not too early. I'm still holding out. My daughter's almost 13, and I'm like, no cell phone, not yet. And apparently, this is what can happen if you do give your little girl a cell phone. I don't know how to play this. This was in Texas. Uh-huh. And a Fulshear Police Department, they pulled over a woman, and apparently this little girl was in the car as well. And then they had some kind of, what, Police Appreciation Day at school?
Was that what happened? You know, I don't know if your kids had, but, you know, as a general rule, the elementary schools will have, like, a police officer come in from time to time. And they'll
a fireman.
You know, presentation, things like that. And in this particular school, they had something that was called Police Week. And what would happen is they would have the kids write a letter of appreciation to the local police department.
This young girl, not going well.
Well, this young girl, kind of her letter that she sent kind of stood out from the rest of them. And basically what happened was, as you alluded to, she had been in the car, I guess it must have been some time previous to this. Yeah. And her mom had gotten pulled over. Well, I guess shortly after this happened, this little girl got in trouble for something. And as a punishment, her mom took her phone away. Well, I'm guessing it must have been like maybe a day or two later, the school said, why don't you write letters to the police department, you know, to appreciating the police department. So this little girl wrote this letter. And this is what the letter says. It says, "Dear Fulshear Police Officer, thank you for pulling my mom over because she deserved it. Because she took my phone away and I did not like it.
Not at all.
And how she always brags about how good a driver she is. And it just annoys me. And how that one time she got pulled over because she did not have an EZ sticker on her window. And when she came home and told me that, I just laughed. And I also remember that time when one of my mom's back lights weren't working and she got pulled over." And then she signs the letter, "Love the sometimes brutal honesty of..." Oh, no, this is what they're saying. The department retweeted this and they said, "Love the sometimes brutal honesty of elementary students." So, yeah, basically this little girl was just like totally throwing her mom under the bus to the police department. Because her mom took her phone away.
Listen, if I had a young boy in that same city, I want to know who this girl is, because when they grow up, I'm going to warn my son. Do not date this girl. She is vindictive. She threw her own mother under the police bus, right? That's scary. Like I said, teach them a little gratitude. She took away my phone. I was mad at her. Good job, police officers. Why'd you pull my mom over? No, not very nice. All right, hopefully your kids won't do that to you. Anyway, we're going to be back with some outside-the-box activity with Ty Bollinger, because the power to heal is yours. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.